Once again, you've been waiting all morning for Missed Connection Wednesday.
Subject line, miss me yet? Been fly fishing yet? Copy. So, that sucked. Don't you miss me yet? You know who this is. And you know I do. 11 exclamation points.
11.
11.
That was it?
That's it. So, that sucked.
All right.
Girl at excess on the pole Friday night. You were working the pole like a champ. You were wearing a striped shirt with black shorts, I think. Long, light brown hair. Couldn't take my eyes off your sexiness. I think I saw you as I was walking out talking to two guys with a dog, and you were freaking out over the dog. You were with a group of girls. Where are you? I have to point this out. It's a male looking for a female. If she was at excess, there's a good chance she's not interested.
Really?
Just so to speak.
All right.
Just saying.
What is
she's
this
probably
illusion?
She's interested in the girl you were with.
Oh.
Interesting. Changed your hair color. Seen you last night for the first time in a long time. You changed your hair color and you asked me if I liked it. I said I liked it, but I was not totally truthful. I really loved it and had a hard time keeping my eyes off you the rest of the night.
That was it?
That's it. Yes, sir.
A lot of just big
statements. Sort of abruptly end, yes.
All right.
I may miss washing dishes with you. At least once a week, I read Missed Connections, hoping you are missing me, too. I don't even live there anymore. So much for seeing you around. And even after everything, the few and far between memories of you make me wonder what will be of us. It's too bad you la-la-lie.
Okay.
La-la-la-lie.
So we sat there for nearly an hour talking over root beer floats.
Oh.
Oh.
We're both married, but had so much in common and such an incredible conversation. I was very attracted to you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't been off to see your daughter, I was going to ask if we could see each other again. I didn't and regret it.
Huh.
What was the theme of our conversation at Air Venture Ice Cream?
You are a D-bag and you deserve no love.
Yep. Mm. Not only were you talking to a married chick, you're married and she was leaving to go pick up her kid.
Wow. That's horrible. Okay, I work with you. You are thin, funny, and I can't stop thinking about you. I will never see this, but if you do, you root for the softball team our company has. Hit me up if you think you know who I am.
Boom.
Sometimes they get angry on Missed Connections.
All right.
Enter Hey Blue Eyes. You think I don't have bad in me? That I haven't made crappy decisions that were wrong? There's good in you, as in all of us. It's learning that you control that moment when you come to the choice that you choose the right one rather than the wrong one. I know you have it in you, but you said yourself, you're just not ready, I guess. I miss you like crazy. I always have, and you didn't ruin my life. Yes, you broke my heart, but I'm used to it. Story of my life. You are something else. And I want you to know that if at some point, if you feel you are ready, I would hope you would call me instead of never risking putting me through that again. We never even dated. I do miss you. You're beautiful, but I want all or nothing. Bye.
All that, and they never even dated.
No.
All right. Okay.
You were shopping for Groke. On 8-2, about 12:45 to 1 p.m., I seen you at Woodman's as I went to the back of the store. You were in the aisle across from the shampoo aisle. I saw you and beheld your beauty. As I came back, you were still there. You turned and started walking toward the front to the checkout. You looked back a couple of times. I would have told you how beautiful you looked, but shyness kept me from saying it. You had blue jeans on with the design on the back pockets, and you had a blue top on. You have long hair, which I loved. I watched you as you walked, just taking in the beauty before me. You just very detailed. You were being a creeper, and you stared.
Yeah,
you
and that's why she kept looking back.
Yes.
What a creep.
You went to the first checkout from the self-checkout. Yeah, because you were following her. I went to the self-checkout. As I left, I thought, I hope her inner beauty surpasses her outer beauty. I just needed to say it. Have a great day. Smile and let your beauty shine to let all to see.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You spotted me, female, driving. I didn't notice you at first because I was on my phone. But I began noticing your white work van slash truck beside me. You kept smiling at me and going, wow, while you tipped your head back.
Ah.
I smiled and waved back at you until we reached Fond du Lac. This started in Oshkosh, according to the subject line.
All right.
You tried to get me to pull over, but I had an appointment. Tell me what was written on the side of your truck. I assume who you work for and what I was wearing. You have dark hair. Loved our playfulness.
Down Highway 41.
Right. Yes. All from Oshkosh to Fond du Lac.
On the phone. Okay.
This is a man who obviously thinks very highly of himself.
All right.
To all of the women in Kimberly.
All of you.
I see you looking at me while I run or practice on my slack line, and I do appreciate it and enjoy seeing all the beautiful women that go by my house on Washington Street. By the way, I'm 25 and single. Winky. Sincerely, guy in a green shirt and black shorts. What I always run in.
All right, well. You're listening to Misconnection Wednesday on WIXX, brought to you by Optivision.
Getting a lot of angry ones today. Pirate. The slight amount of time we spend together gives me a delusion. The thought of the reality of us still being able to make it. The thought of you possibly being a good guy. But you're still convinced. It's a woman.
It's a woman pirate. Be a woman pirate. Yeah.
But you're still convinced. Now she's Irish. No. A wee bit convinced that stealing from me, a woman that loved you, somehow hurt me dad. I can't keep giving into this. I can't keep giving into the delusion that I think you're a good man because you're not. And it's not just
like
that.
Grover.
I know, yeah. It's not just that you're not, but the fact that you don't want to be.
Change accents and everything in the same story. Yeah.
I ask you if you're going to treat me like bleep forever, and you just shrug your shoulders. I need so desperately to believe you're the man I fell in love with, despite all the odds. One of her friends really does need to tell her, though. Yeah, it's not going to happen. What are you hanging on to if he shrugs his shoulders? Are you just going to treat me like bleep forever?
Mm-hmm. I know we have to go, but we have to do this one more because this is the legit one, I think. Like, this girl needs to know.
One more.
Yes. Yeah, so right. Anyone who's going to Red Robin today, you need to let this girl know. Janae at Red Robin. I was in Red Robin on vacation with my folks, so I couldn't say anything, but I thought you were gorgeous. And even though I'm not local, I would love the opportunity to travel to Green Bay and take you out sometime. If you don't remember me, it was Tuesday the 30th. I was the young professional looking guy in the polo with the older couple on the bench side of the table. Sorry I'm using Craigslist, and I know it probably won't work, but you were just so cool the entire service that it seemed to me like either you liked me a little or are the world's greatest waitress, so I'm just grasping at straws now. Mm. Maybe shoot me a reply with the type of beverage you made me and we can talk or something? So
that's
anybody
very nice.
Who knows,
yeah.
Yes, that's a very nice misconnection, and I would love to make a love connection on the misconnection. So if anybody is going to Red Robin or knows a Janae at Red Robin, tell her to contact us because this man needs her. This could be true love.
7:55 at WIXX, Misconnection Wednesday.